The Polynesian Paralysis Podcast, Episode 43. In the last episode of the Polynesian Paralysis Podcast, we looked at the book Double Lives, Creating Your Life of Work and Passion for Untold Success, written by David Heenan and published in 2002. The author describes 10 extraordinary individuals who combine their various talents to achieve success using 20 keys to leading what the author describes as a double life. Both the author, himself, and two of these individuals lived in Hawaii for many years, and most likely they found time to be still, appreciate nature, and enjoy the relaxed lifestyle of the islands. They may have even experienced Polynesian paralysis. Today we look at the book, What Would You Do If You Had No Fear? Living Your Dreams While Quaking in Your Boots, written by Diane Conway and published in 2004. This book was published by Inner Ocean Publishing in the upcountry city of Makawao on the island of Maui. Diane Conway is a self-described do-over queen and survivor, riddled with fears, who lives her dreams anyway. She's a workshop leader and a popular stand-up comic. She and her husband live on a houseboat with several dogs in Sausalito, California. Diane is fearless. She often introduces herself as, quote, an only child but not the favorite, who grew up in the dysfunctional state of South Carolina. Nothing about Diane's life has been ordinary. She claims to have been kicked out of kindergarten and then escaped from South Carolina. Along the way, she met people from all walks of life and asked them, what would you do if you had no fear? The stories she heard were humorous, touching, and real. Her book can inspire you to take a leap of faith and truly live by turning if only or I wish into I can and I will. In addition to writing several books, Diane Conway shares the wisdom and humor from her life with others as an inspirational speaker. She has presented programs for hospitals and many women's conferences nationwide and received standing ovations from her peers at the National Speakers Association. Dr. Robert Moyer of the UCLA Medical School told Diane, "Your program was a triumph. Your wisdom and humor are entertaining and enlightening." The wisdom of Diane Conway has been featured in the Los Angeles Times, San Francisco Chronicle, Chicago Sun-Times, and the Women's Day magazine. The San Francisco Chronicle called Diane funny, positive, and upbeat. Diane begins her book by admitting that she, like most of us, have been crippled by fears and doubts all her life. We have dreams, but we often keep them hidden away because of fear. Fear of failure or loss, fear of rejection, fear of what others might say or think. But what would you do if you had no fear? It takes courage to even ask that simple question. Her book is divided into three parts consisting of 10 chapters. Part one is, What Would You Do? It includes four chapters. Who would you be? Where would you go? How would you live? And what can you survive? Part two is about living your dream, quaking or not. It contains four more chapters, breaking through the fear, be bold, take a chance, and begin again. Part three is living the fearless life and contains two chapters, facing our fears and moving on. Throughout her book, Diane recounts the stories of individuals who in one way or another ask the question, what would I do if I had no fear? And then answered it honestly. But more importantly, they took action, usually a small step, and another until they found their way. It's obvious, of course, but you have to start where you are, but you can change. Yes, it is challenging. Yes, you will have setbacks and encounter obstacles, but with patience and determination, you can do so much more than you ever imagined if you overcome your fear. In Chapter 2, the author suggests that we say yes more. Say yes. Think yes. Be yes. She states that saying yes to life opportunities is like opening a secret door and finding buried treasure. It is like loving yourself enough to take a risk. She illustrates the benefit of yes with a story from Janet, who learned to sail small boats at summer camp when she was young. Years later, after college, Janet was working for a financial institution in Boston when a friend from her women's group issued an open invitation to sail with her and her husband from Key Largo to the Bahamas, a 3-day sailing experience. Janet was the only person who said yes and accepted the invitation. Janet flew down to Florida and boarded the 49-foot sailboat. Soon after they left the dock, Janet got seasick and threw up, but she soon got her sea legs and enjoyed being on the open ocean. 3 days later, after arriving in the Bahamas, Janet flew home and went back to work in Boston. Her next sailing adventure would be a 2-week trip from the Turks and Caicos to Puerto Rico in the Caribbean. Janet still got a little seasick the first few days, but then she loved being on the sailboat. The silence of moving through the water under sail, the salt air, the dolphins dancing in the waves on the ocean. Then her friend offered her the opportunity to sail for 3 months from Boston to St. Lucia in the Caribbean. Her company was downsizing and offering 3-month severance packages, so Janet said yes and felt, in some ways, she was getting paid to sail. Heading south out of Boston into the Gulf Stream can be nasty. During a storm, icy water flooded the cabin, and the 60-foot-tall mainsail got jammed, so Janet had to be hoisted about 40 feet up the mast in a bosun chair to manually release the sail. Quite a daring feat. Janet really earned her sea legs on that trip. The next sailing adventure was the opportunity to sail across the Pacific, and once again, Janet said yes. She flew to Panama and sailed through the Panama Canal out to the Galapagos Islands. She got to swim with penguins, tortoises, sea lions, and marine iguanas. Janet also marveled at the blue-footed boobies doing their intricate mating dance. After 21 days at sea, Janet arrived at the Marquesas Islands, where Paul Gauguin once lived, painted, and is now buried there. His love for the tropics is reflected in the warm colors and glowing people in his paintings. On the beach under a palm tree, Janet experienced the dreamy, lush feeling that only a tropical island can produce. It may have been Polynesian paralysis. After 8 months on the sailboat, Janet arrived in New Zealand. Her friends sold their sailboat and returned to Boston. Janet, however, stayed in New Zealand and found another sailboat that needed a crew, and she continued to other destinations in the South Pacific. 2 years and 6 months after leaving Panama, Janet would eventually sail into San Francisco Harbor. The author notes that the lessons Janet took from her life at sea about coping with whatever comes your way and not balking at the frightening events continue to inspire her every day. The author reminds us that change can be scary, but even large goals can be accomplished if we take it one day at a time and take small steps towards our goals. She notes that the pyramids in Egypt were not built in a day. It actually took 20 or 30 years to build, one stone at a time. Likewise, we can accomplish our goals and follow our dreams if we take action each day and stop saying, "if only," or "I wish," and start saying, "I can and I will." It is important to note that fear is a normal human emotion which we all experience, and in moderation, it can be helpful and keep us safe from the real dangers. Unfortunately, we often invent imaginary dangers which undermine our ability to act. What I really enjoyed about this book by Diane Conway was that all the stories were about normal individuals who took a chance, overcame their fear, and followed their dreams. Polynesian paralysis may not seem like the best method for overcoming fear or following your dream until you consider that in order to make a change, you have to stop doing what you're currently doing and do something else in order to accomplish your dream or goal. Taking a few minutes each day to be still, relax, appreciate nature, and enjoy life can also give you time to listen to your heart, focus on your goals, and avoid the many distractions of modern life. Polynesian paralysis can be a calm and peaceful experience, which allows you to set aside your fears and focus on the present moment without worry or fear of the future. In the next episode of the Polynesian Paralysis Podcast, we look at the book Evolve or Die, The Infinite Process of Becoming by Timothy Labate, published in 2004. Until then, please take a few minutes each day to be still, relax, appreciate nature, and enjoy life. Enjoy Polynesian Paralysis, the sensible approach to mindfulness.